السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مولانا مفتی آقو صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning full of rain. اللهم اسقنا اللهم اسقنا. الحمد لله، الله تعالى bless us all with afiyat and Allah تعالى grant us tawfiq to make amal on the beautiful nasihat and advices by all the scholars of deen. Hazrat, may Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts. The platform is yours.
Jazakumullah khairan. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. For these wonderful du'as. Alhamdulillah, our respected ummah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah gives us another opportunity, and we cannot be grateful enough when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us opportunities. Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, Allah is so kind. Allah is so merciful. We were discussing the Anbiya alayhim as-salam and how the Quran, Allah's kalam, defends them because they were the greatest of people. So we start the discussion of another Nabi of Allah who is known as Khalilur Rahman, the friend of Allah, the friend of Rahman. And he is also known as Abul Anbiya alayhim as-salam. He is the father of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, because all the Anbiya after him hail from his progeny and offspring. Such a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that the Quran Kareem mentions him to us no less than 69 times. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, Ibrahim, the merciful father, Abun Rahimun Ibrahim alayhim as-salam. What a Nabi of Allah. So many of the chapters of the Quran Kareem mention him as he grew up in his community in Iraq, talking to his community, speaking to them about Allah. But what's amazing is he was born in the south of Iraq, in the land of the Kaldaniyin. His father was Azar, as the Quran Kareem says, لِأَبِيهِ Azara. Now historians discuss, was Azar his uncle? Actually, what the Quran says, that Azar was his father, that is what is 100%. Some historians say that Azar could have been his uncle, and in Arabic, uncle also refers to father. Wallahu alam. That seems to be another view that wouldn't be the perfect view. The perfect view is when the Quran Kareem says his father was Azar, that would be his father. The town they hailed from was Kusa. SubhanAllah, Sahaba took Islam to that region in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam was born there, and that's by the area called Babylon, alhamdulillah. And he strove to make an effort on the community there. From there, after making an effort, calling the people to Allah, there were quite a few endeavors where Ibrahim alayhi salam worked on his father. And then he tried to work on the ruler of the area. And subhanAllah, then happened the ordeal of the fire, which we'll go through inshallah, where they threw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. And then he left that area. And he went to another area called Harran. Harran. Interestingly, his father had an uncle by the name of Harran. So Ibrahim alayhi salam's father, Azar, and his father's brother, Harran. So some say Harran was actually named after his uncle, Harran, but Allah knows best. Ibrahim alayhi salam's Mubarak wife, radiallahu anha, was none other than Hazrat Sarah, radiallahu anha. And among the people that brought Iman upon him was his nephew. So this is his other brother's son. Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was his nephew. So when he made effort, Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam brought Iman upon him. So his wife, Hazrat Sarah, would have been his cousin, his uncle's daughter. And Lut alayhi salam was his nephew, his brother's daughter. Alhamdulillah. So let's go back to where Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam grew. And that was this area in near Babylon, the south of Iraq. And he made an effort on his community, and he called them to Allah. He spoke to his father. Now imagine, Quran tells us how he spoke to his father, how he invited them to Allah, how he tried to explain to them. This is, let's start with, from all the so many places in the Quran Kareem, we can just mention a few. So this is Surah Al-Anbiya. And why we mention this to you, because you as a Muslim Ummah, we should aspire to read this, so that we can also share this message with the world. Chapter 21, verse 51. Allah Ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين فجعلهم جذاذا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله أفلا تعقلون قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. This entire event, an incident, continues from verse 51 right till the verse, subhanAllah, 75, where Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes an effort on his community, and then Quran tells us at the end about Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, his nephew thereafter. So the crux of the incident goes like this, where Allah Ta'ala says, and verily we gave guidance to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam from before, meaning even from his childhood, even before he became a Nabi of Allah, because Anbiya alayhi salam were never astray even in their childhood. Allah Ta'ala saved them. And what's astonishing is, despite his family being fully drowned and drenched in idolatry, like his father was the manufacturer of idols. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam would feel hurt. And then he says to his father and his community, what are these images that you people are devoted to? And they would respond to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that we found our forefathers worshipped this, so that's why we continue. Subhanallah. Ajib, how pure our children. Subhanallah. Just yesterday, at a new musalla, I was making adhan somewhere, and all these children, 9, 10 of them, subhanallah, all ran to the musalla. Some of them Muslim, some of them non-Muslim, a lot of them foreign children. And then they said, we want to pray with you. So we made Asr Salah, myself, few reverts, and all these children. After that, I'm asking them, I'm trying to find out the thirst, what happened. They said, no, there was a teacher who used to come and teach us, and he doesn't come anymore. So they're missing him. And they heard the adhan, they ran, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, subhanallah, people are thirsty for Allah's deen. So they said, we found our forefathers do this. So he said, you and your forefathers were in clear astrayness. And then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam tries to explain to them that Allah fatarahun, Allah Ta'ala made everything. He created the heavens and the earth. He manufactured everything. Fatarahun, He made them without any former example. Fatir, Allah Ta'ala makes everything. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the system of man where He needs the plan, where He needs to follow the plan. Allah Ta'ala does everything perfectly as Allah wants. They were not prepared to listen. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I'll definitely make a plan. لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ I'm going to carry out a strategy after you all go away. So it seems he said this silently in his mind. This was his plan, that he's going to do something to open their minds. So what we learn in life, as Muslims, we should have a plan. How are we going to guide people? How are we going to open their minds that Allah Ta'ala alone is in control? So alhamdulillah, as a doctor, you can follow your plan. You can explain to your patients that, you see, even I am the doctor, but it's not in my hands. It's in the hands of the Almighty. And you can leave such suitable messages in your surgery and so forth. So in your capacity, you're making a plan. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is making a plan. Why is he making a plan? He wants them to open their minds and to realize that Allah is in control and creation is not in control and idolatry cannot do anything. And remember, most of these surahs that mention Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam are revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. And this is also teaching our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to work on the Meccan society, who were an idolatrous community. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to the mushrikeen of Makkah. Allah forgive us. Today you and I, we make excuses not to do da'wah. Oh, the Hindu community will never listen. Oh, they'll never change. There's no such thing. Allah forgive us. Without even trying, we want to judge people. We just want to make excuses not to talk to people about Islam. Allah forgive us. Do you know, in almost every Hindu home, there's some suicidal case. People are looking for help. People are looking for guidance. But why can't we tell them? How many of us, they are our patients, they are our clients, they are our friends. Subhanallah, we as Maulanas now, some of them come to us because they want taweez. We don't chase them away. We call them in, make for them vegetable samosa, give them some tea, and then explain to them. You see, uncle, the Almighty is one creator. He has no partner whatsoever. See, uncle, I'm driving this car here, you sitting next to me. Uncle, if you now, I'm driving at 120, 130 kilometers and I'm taking the bend now. And if you try and take control of the steering, what's going to happen, uncle? Simple but clear message, not sarcastically, but lovingly, kindly. People are willing to listen. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam now wants to open their minds. So when they go for their festival, they came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and they said, why don't you join us? And he responded to say that, you know, I am sick. Yes, he was sick and tired of their ways. He couldn't take it anymore. How much of this idolatry are they involved in? He sees his father manufacture those idols and carve them. And he's trying to explain to them, but they're not prepared to listen. And it's hurting him. So now when they go for their festival, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُدَانًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ See his plan. He broke all the idols. And he just left the main idol. He kept that one. لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ So that they may refer to him. So the dhamir إِلَيْهِ can refer to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The pronoun there. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam wants them to ask him questions. So what we learn from here is create interest in people. Don't just leave them to ask on their own. People don't generally ask on their own. Create interest for people to ask. Right? Put a placard there. If you're looking for a Quran translation, speak to so and so. It's your company, brother. You're using the capacity, the authority Allah gave you. It's not yours. Allah gave it to you. You're sitting on that seat. Allah put you there. Use it for Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are thirsty. Create interest. you're a pharmacist. Put a note there that the actual cure to all griefs and worries is this. And put an arrow, show them. The Quran. Or, you know, put something that creates interest. What is this? Is it a medication that can help us? You know, I'm also suffering depression. How many people are coming to the pharmacy for depression? How many opportunities you have, brother? How many people you can reach, my friend? So create interest. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam wants them to ask him questions. لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ The other meaning of إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ, the dhamir, this pronoun can refer to Allah. So he did all of this for them to come to Allah, to turn to Allah. This is what he wants. This is his purpose, that they must recognize my Allah. This is our purpose, respected Ummah of our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have the potential to do it. Make people turn to Allah. And the third meaning here is he wants them to ask the idol. Because that's what he's going to tell them next. Because he has a plan. He make a plan for the guidance of people. Now they come back, they say, who did this to our deities? Definitely, indeed, he is from the oppressors. So then they commented and said, we heard a young man mention them. Sami'na fatan yadhkuruhum. So Hazrat Ibrahim, as a young man, is calling to Allah. Yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. He's called Ibrahim. He's a young man in this society, yeah? And he used to say, turn to Allah, turn to Allah. It must be him. Oh, is it him? Bring him, arrest him. قَالُوا فَأْتُوا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ Bring him in front of everyone. Let them testify against him. Now they arrest and bring Hazrat Ibrahim alayhim as-salam. قالوا, they said, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ Did you perpetrate this with our deities, O Ibrahim? So he said, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ Indeed, the big one did it. So what he wants them to understand, the big one would refer to Allah, who is the greatest. Allah made me do it. Allah Ta'ala inspired me to do this for you all to wake up and realize that these things can't do. And these are manufactured things. Worship the Creator, not the created thing. So many of my friends, few embraced Islam. When they meet me, they say, yes, we understand now. Worship the Creator, Creator, not the creation. Every now and again, this uncle phones me. Subhanallah. He was a staunch Hindu. Not long ago, there was a janazah of a Muslim brother. It was so late at night, and we witnessed this one Hindu standing aside, aloof. He was scared now. One Muslim will reprimand him, you know, chase him from there. So I told him, uncle, don't worry. Let me tell you what we do here. And I spoke to him so nicely. It was a midnight janazah. Then, after the janazah and so forth, he says, no, I was close to this man. He was a good man. And then, anyway, as we're returning, I'm telling him, see, we're all going to go into that grave. We're all going to pass away. Remember, Allah is one. Allah has no partner. And he was listening, man. He took to it. Then by the time, spoke to him quite some time. The next day he comes to visit, and Allahu Akbar, it just so happened that there was a Jamaat having meals at home. And we had such a lovely discussion there. Hey, that man embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah. So up to today, every now and again he'll phone me, he'll say, see, we have to worship the Creator, not the creation. So make people think, open people's minds. There's a beautiful hadith in Hakim's Mustadrak. Our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would meet every person in Makkah. He started giving dawat in Makkah Mukarramah. Every person who came into Makkah, our beloved met that person. Our beloved made his way to find that person. Whatever other intention that person came to Makkah for, our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't sit and wait and say, oh, if they want and they're interested, then they'll come. No, we have to create interest. That is what is Allah telling us about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi wasalam. He is creating the interest. He's opening the minds. One day, two people hailed from known at that time as Yathrib, they hailed from Medina Munawwara. And they came for pilgrimage. Our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam greeted them. Who he greeted? These two individuals that came from Makkah. The Muslim must greet others. My brother, you greet the men. My sister, you greet the ladies. Greet politely. Don't wait for them to greet. You greet. And our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam greeted them, and they looked at him and they asked him, are you the one that we've been pre-warned about? So our Nabi, with a smile, responded positively that yes, they would have spoken of me. So see, he knows, as he's doing so much of dawah, the Meccan society would actually go into the different streets and meet people and warn them, be careful, don't meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Meccan society would meet every newcomer into Mecca, that be careful, don't let Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah, influence you with his magic and his sorcery. And they would lie against our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. So when these two met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded and said, yes, they speak of me. But what can I do for you? You come into Mecca, can I be of some service to you? And they were actually appreciative of it. They said, yes, can you make arrangements for our conveyances, safety, or camels? Because we're going for pilgrimage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of course. See, he's making khidmah. Do for people favors. Show them that you are a service to the community. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam keeps their camels. And then he says to them, the two names were Rifa'a bin Rafi' al-Zuraqi radiallahu anhu and Mu'adh bin Harith radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I want to ask you a few questions. Answer me honestly. Tell me, the sky above us, who created the sky? The idols you're going to worship there, or the Allah that I call to? They pondered, they deliberated, they thought about it. See, this one-on-one da'wah has a great impact. They deliberated, they said, no, the Allah you speak of. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, tell me, this earth we live on, who created this earth? They pondered, they deliberated, they said, yes, the Allah you speak of. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who created those mountains? They deliberated, they pondered, they said, yes, the Allah you speak of. Tell me, you and I, who created us? They pondered, they deliberated, they said, yes, Allah created us. Okay, tell me now, those idols that they worship, who manufactured those idols? And you know what? They came to their senses and they said, yes, you know, oh Muhammad, we manufactured those idols. And regretfully, they said that. And then Allah's Nabi gave them the message. We'll complete this incident if Allah gives us life and the opportunity tomorrow, inshallah. But respected Ummah, every one of us have to try this. Call your staff, your friend, your colleague in your office over a cup of tea and make them think. Think about it, brother. The Almighty who made us is one. Islam is a beautiful way of life. Look into it. Life is short. Let's make right with our Creator. The little you know, teach it. You'll see how Allah Ta'ala will give you a different meaning to life. You'll have energy. You'll have strength because you'll be fulfilling your purpose. That's why under the topic of da'wah in the Quran, chapter 41, Allah Ta'ala tells us the 10 qualities of a da'i, of a Muslim. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. After discussing the da'wah, definitely shaitan will inject you because he doesn't want you to tell the people about Allah. He doesn't want you to save the non-Muslims from Jahannam. Inshallah, we'll complete the incident of what happened to the two of them thereafter. And the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, because definitely our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inspired by these incidents where through Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah is showing our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how you talk to the people. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand that throughout the Quran, Allah is teaching us how to give da'wah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi.